I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I'm poorly lit, and I'm in a hotel room, and it's the weirdest show I think I may have ever done. I'm going to try to fix the color in post, because these incandescent lights are just terrible. Ugh. So we'll see what I can do with the magic of editing. Anyway, this is the oddest show. It really is the oddest show I think I've ever done. Anyway, I'm using my portable videoing kit, which is a lavalier mic, the older camera, not the newer camera that I really am so excited about, but it's not a bad camera. It's still a Canon. But I'm in Branson, Missouri, at the Chateau on the Lake, which is a very nice hotel. I mean, dude, it's a very nice hotel, but the lighting is not good. I probably could have, if I'd have done it earlier in the day, but I'm getting in late. I drove all day. I spent yesterday driving from High Point to Nashville. And then I got a hotel room, and then I got up this morning at 7, and I drove from 7 and got here just a little bit before 6 Central Time. I'm tired. Oh, my. It's like, you know, boy, I'm tired of flying. My arms are tired. No, I didn't fly. I drove. So I'm crazy. Why did I drive? Well, the advantage to driving is, even though it's a long drive, excuse me, I have my car, so I can go where I want to go, whenever I want to go there. Right now, I want to go to bed. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. This is really a case of the show must go on, whether I want it to or not. Yeesh. I know some of you are saying, Dr. Bill, just tell us, take the week off and be done with it. Well, actually, I've got some stuff this week, so I wanted to cover it. First thing is, Office Online is coming to Chrome. Now, what that is talking about is Microsoft's Office, okay? Which, of course, you know, I'm a LibreOffice guy, so I don't care that much about Microsoft Office, but I know a lot of people do. And so for those that do care quite a bit about Microsoft Office and have Chromebooks, now you will be able to get Microsoft Office in the Chrome web store, which is pretty cool, you know. You can already go to Microsoft's online products at www.office.com, as I'll have there on the screen. Yes, I can even put stuff on the screen when I'm in a hotel room. Okay. Anyway, Microsoft is putting this out in the Chrome Web Store as well as on their Office.com site, which is pretty cool. They also talked about their Tell Me feature, which allows you to ask Word how to do something, and the relevant information will be presented in a simple drop-down list, which is pretty cool. You can also do the Tell Me feature on PowerPoint Online and OneNote Online, I believe. Excel Online will be coming to the web store shortly. Okay? So that's cool. Now, this is really cool. This is another reason I really wanted to do the show this week, even though I'm in a hotel room and I'm tired. I got bags under my eyes. I'm so tired. Anyway, you know, last week we talked about the fact that Windows XP is dead. Gone. Okay? And so I recommended that if you have an old PC that you want to resurrect and you don't want to use Windows XP, which you shouldn't use Windows XP anymore, it is dead, there won't be more security, patches for it, so get off of it, okay? Anyway, one of my viewers also goes to my church. He's on the praise and worship team at church, and he sent me an email, and this is what he said. Are you ready? Hi, Dr. Bill. Just an FYI that I took your advice from your most recent computer show and converted my old XP PC that we have over to Linux Mint. Dude! The hardest part for me was getting the ISO file onto a DVD, but I found and downloaded a free program that helped me with that. By the way, I should have mentioned that. IMGBURN, image burn, but image shortened, IMGBURN, I'll put it here on the screen, is a great program for that. You can download it, install it. And when you download and install it, be sure to answer the questions carefully. Like a lot of freeware, they're trying to monetize it by putting in, you know, if you just install it, it will install all kinds of junkware, okay? So choose your options carefully. Choose custom and tell it I don't want to install anything else except ImageBurn. But ImageBurn is a very, very nice program. It's what I use for burning ISO files into CDs and actually vice versa. It's a really nice program. It's been a Geek Software of the Week before. So anyway, he says, I downloaded and installed a free program to help me do that. I installed the Cinnamon version of Linux Mint, and it works like a champ. This particular PC is the oldest one in the house, and I've only been using it for searching for praise and worship music for the worship team, then formatting and printing it. The Linux version came with LibreOffice and Firefox for the browser, which all work great. Thanks for the tip and for helping us breathe some new life into an older but still working PC. And that's perfect. That's exactly what is a good purpose for these older PCs. Now, they're old, but they still work, and they're probably in pretty decent shape. Okay? So Linux Mint will, as he says, breathe new life into it. It'll actually be snappier. It'll be faster than it was under XP because Linux Mint is, of course, Linux. It uses memory better. Just great operating system. So I was really encouraged by that because that's exactly the kind of thing that we're here for. Okay? All right. There is a new long-term support LTS version of Ubuntu out. As you may know or may not know, LTS versions are the ones that are long-term support. They're designed to be around longer. Okay? They tend to be more stable than the intermediate versions because they intend for it to be supported longer. Okay? So Ubuntu 14.04 will be the first version of Ubuntu to provide the operating system for commercially available tablets. So this is what they're going to base their Ubuntu tablet operating system on. Trusty Tar, T-A-H-R, Tar, sounds like a Klingon animal. That'd be a Targ. T-A-R-G, Targ. This is a trusty Tar, T-A-H-R, okay? But anyway, that is their nickname for it. It will be a long-term support edition for desktops and servers. Canonical CEO Jane Silver said Ubuntu 14.04 for desktops would be a good option for businesses considering a switch from Microsoft, specifically those replacing XP or Windows 7 as they come to end of life. I mean, we're talking about Windows XP has come to end of life last week, but 7 is not that far behind, okay? So keep that in mind. 7 won't be, it's a couple years yet, but it won't be long before 7 is no longer supported. So you need to start looking at other operating systems. All right, so Ubuntu is based on Debian Linux, but it also forms the basis of other operating systems, including Linux Mint, which is my favorite desktop Linux. Cool. So, here's another weird note, and that is a disturbing trend that showed up this week, was being discussed in the cyber world, and that is companies that are writing fine print that basically says, if you like us on Facebook, we're not going to let you sue us because you obviously like us and think we're awesome, and so you can't sue us. What? What if I liked your product and then you ruined it? I still can't sue you? I mean, not that I'm litigious anyway. I don't go around suing people, but still, this is silly. So you basically are losing rights. You're losing your right to redress legally if you like them on Facebook. What? Now, specifically, General Mills, which makes cereals like Cheerios and Chex, have quietly added language to their website to alert customers that they give up their right to sue the company if they download coupons or like online communities on Facebook. I think that's cheating. Yeah. Whoa! Fred! Good thing that Fred is virtual so that he can do the Geek Software of the Week drum roll even when I'm in a hotel room. How weird and cosmic is that? Yes. Geek Software of the Week this week is Trim Check. Trim Check is... Okay, let me explain something to you here. Okay? First of all, a lot of people like me, who've been around a while in the computer world, like defragging hard drives. And that's usually a very good thing to do. It'll speed up your computer, okay? However, if you have a solid-state drive, you don't want to defrag because the solid-state drive has only so many reads and writes, and defragging does a lot of reads and writes. Now, granted, it's tens and tens of thousands, but you don't want to burn out your solid-state drive by doing a defrag. However, there is something you can do for your solid-state drive that you should do, and that is to set trim turned on. Okay? Now, this is not turned on by default, and it's only in Windows 7 and above. Now, actually, in Windows 8, at least 8.1, I'm pretty sure 8.2, it is turned on by default because there's so many more solid-state drives out there now. But in 7, it's not turned on by default, so you need to turn it on. And here's how you turn it on. Are you ready? It's kind of weird. FSUtil behavior set disable delete notify 0. Like it says there on the screen. You're like, what? Yeah, it's a command line command that you have to issue. Now, trim basically helps your hard drive reclaim some space, trim space that it no longer needs, and therefore it will keep your solid-state drive from slowing down. And you bought your solid-state drive because you don't want it to be slow. You want it to be fast. That's why you bought one. So you need to turn on trim. Well, this week's Geek Software of the Week is called Trim Check. It will check to see what state your trim setting is in. And if your trim setting is not turned on, it will say you need to turn it on. And then you can issue this command to turn it on. Okay? Pretty cool stuff. Alrighty, so this is a short version of Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, but it's from Branson, Missouri in a hotel room and I'm tired. So make the best of it, okay? So remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.